Welcome to Prayer Time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. We say good morning to you. Thank you for joining us today. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. We're in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 5, and this is a contrast of the reception of instruction by the prudent, the wise, the godly, and by the foolish. And you know exactly what's going to happen, don't you? You've heard this quite often in Proverbs. Well, let's see what it says here in Proverbs 15, 5. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Everybody, every person, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, regardless of their position, regardless of their responsibilities in life, will at some point find an occasion where they are in a position of authority, and they'll have the responsibility of giving instructions and guidance to others. Just as the father is totally responsible for the proper instruction and training of his children, so the person in position of authority and instructor is responsible for providing the best instruction and training possible to their subordinates. When we find ourselves in this position, we must be ready and willing to do our very best in instructing others. Well, not only will you find yourself in the position of trying to teach somebody sometime, but regardless of your position, your responsibility in life, your age, your education, whatever, you will find an occasion where you're the student in the position of learning. Just as the son or daughter is totally responsible for doing their best to receive and apply the instruction and training of their father, so the person in position of learner is responsible for receiving and applying the instruction of their instructor or their teacher. The person who despises and rejects instruction is foolish. That person will suffer their entire life. Now, it won't happen just once, and it won't happen just twice, but they will be suffering throughout their life because of their lack of knowledge and their loss of guidance. They've refused to accept it. Now, in contrast, we see here in Proverbs 15:5, the person that understands the value of instruction and in gladness receives and applies the truths that are learned, they will reap innumerable benefits. Now, we need to be students of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the godly instructors that He brings our way. We need to always be open in always, so always open in all ways to the instruction that God brings to us. Proverbs 15:5, a fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. And reproof oftentimes means that you are shown the error of your ways, but because of that reproof, you gain knowledge and wisdom. Important, isn't it? Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the dawning of this day. Thank you for the day that stretches before us. We've got lots of things to do today, Lord. Some of those things are already on our mind. Let us set those aside so we can just talk to you for a moment. Lord, thank you for the night's rest. And thank you for the beginning of the day. And thank you for giving us things today to do. Thank you for giving us ability to get them done. Thank you for showing your love in so many wonderful ways, but especially through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Thank you for loving us with a love that never fails. And Father, today we are reminded that we need to be learning from you. And you're instructing us. And we thank you for that instruction, and we ask that you would help us not only to learn, but to receive that instruction in such a way that it's easy for us to retain what we're learning. Now, Father, thank you that you offer us instruction every day from your word, and help us then to be responsive and to be responsible with your word as we tell others the truth about Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we do have needs, and they crop up all the time, and we hear from other folks who have needs too, and sometimes theirs are so big we sort of are in awe of the need. But, Lord, we should be in awe of you because you're the provider, and so we ask for your provision for these needs. We ask for your provision for the ministry of WHCB so we can keep doing what you've got us doing. And we thank you. We thank you for those things. We thank you for that provision. And Lord, even though the forces of hell are arrayed against us on a daily basis, we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we're thankful that you are our strong tower and our sword and our shield. You are our buckler. You are our strength and our defense. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.